Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Texas Blues bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can find out all about the things we do here on the show and all the things we do with our Brain Trust members and a lot of stuff there. The poll question, you can take our poll question every week. You can subscribe to my newsletter, et cetera, et cetera. Listen to any segments that you might have missed during the live program. You can go back and listen to those to your little heart's content. Also, the one from my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that website is ageofthecustomer.com. Beverly M. Menebel is our great friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of Talk Is Not Cheap, the president and founder of Talk, Listen, Communicate, TalkListen.com is her website. Beverly, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about change, the importance. So if you're going to lead change, which we have to do, if we accept, which we have to accept that change is happening, the velocity of change is the only thing that's new about change. It's increasing. So we have to get better at it. But we can't lead change, Beverly, if we can't communicate it. And so how do we do that?
Well, I encourage people to come up with a key message. A key message is something really short, 9 words or less, that you're going to say more than one time so that at the end, that's what they're going to remember. You have to understand people that don't like change, which is the majority of us, are in a state of shock. And when we are not liking something that we're hearing, we're lousy listeners. And so we'll take a word here and a word there, and before you know it, the rumor mill is alive and well and very healthy. So you want to null it down. You want to have something that is very clear. For instance, last week I was in Franklin, Tennessee, and I was visiting one of my many favorite quilt shops in that particular area. They used to be in downtown Franklin, which is a real hub for tourist industry. Okay, and then they moved further out, but their store is much larger. And we were talking about the change. I was talking to the business owner. And the reason that she moved was, number one, you know, rent was getting so expensive in that touristy area. Mm-hmm. But number two, she wanted to be able to provide more fabric, more supplies. And so the key message there to employees or to customers who are used to, you know, coming to you in one particular area might be, we're growing our business. We are providing more product for you. That's very short. You say it and people say, yeah, but it's further away and there's, you know, 15 traffic lights between where you were and where you are now. And so you answer, you listen, you don't disregard any concerns people have, but again, you're getting back to that key message that, you know, the business is growing. That's if you're talking to employees. If you're talking to customers, it's, we are going to be able to provide you four times the amount of.
That's another point about leading change. Is this, is some of your, you know, the change that you got to deal with, the human beings you got to deal with and you got to have to lead are you don't need to call them what you, the correct term for them is stakeholders, which includes your employees and your customers.
Yes.
Because, boy, you start changing things in your business, and for every customer who likes it, you're going to have one who doesn't like it.
That's true. But you might want to key one message for customers that includes, you know, we're going to provide so much more product for our customers, and therefore that is going to help us to grow the business. And as the business grows, you know, that brings security and da-da-da-da-da. So you might want to specifically, your key message can be a little different for your employees and your customers. It doesn't have to be just the same key message, but they need to be related.
Right.
But the important thing is, instead of saying the key thing one time and then spending the rest of your time talking about all the reasons for it, what you want to do is the key message, And the anticipation, the benefit, the key message again, not so much all the reasons why, because that's all in the past. You want them looking forward.
Right.
You want to spend your time having them think about the future, because that's what's coming, is the future.
Well, one thing that that you need to do in order to help you with what you just said is get your people involved in the change process.
Yes.
You know, and early on, you know, by saying something like, you know, hey guys, I'm a little concerned about this, and I think I see some things coming. What do you guys think about that? How can we work together to make sure that this doesn't run over us, or we don't miss this opportunity or whatever? What do you think about that, Bev?
I think that's a great idea, and I think that can also work with customers. You know, asking your customers, you know, would they like, would they like a larger selection?
Right.
No, which would require more space.
Mm-hmm.
If the response comes back overwhelmingly, no, I don't like big stores. I like the intimacy of, you know, mm-hmm. Then okay, you have to take that in consideration. Mm-hmm. That those type of customers you may lose if you make, and
you know what? When you make changes, sometimes you lose employees, sometimes you lose customers. But if it's the right thing to do, you just have to make that decision. Hey, Beverly, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
Beverly Inman Ebel, TalkListen.com is her website. Check it out. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.